Good morning and welcome. We are broadcasting live from the Quest Atlanta studios here in Roswell, Georgia. My name is Jeff Grebner, and I will be your host for this hour as we kick off the third day of the pledge drive. Myself, along with my beautiful wife, Jamie, will be hosting this hour in regards to adoration.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. We're here excited to share with you some stories about adoration and to support the Quest. We want to grow support for this Catholic radio station that we have here in Atlanta that shares the joys of Christ with others.
So quickly, the phone number if you wanna donate or just call in is 470-508-1160. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button. Right now, it's fitting. We're talking about adoration just right next door. We have adoration going on in the Quest right now. So during this whole pledge drive, we are praying for you, all the listeners, praying for us, for our words.
So if you can call up and to support the Quest financially, or if you just want to call in with a prayer request, we will send that down to the Adoration Chapel and someone will be praying for your intentions.
So a little bit about us. We met at college at Notre Dame. We've been married about 15 years. We have 7 kids. We attend St. Francis de Sales Catholic Church in Mableton, and we love adoration. So we have a jam-packed hour. We're super excited to talk about some of the history of adoration in Atlanta, our journey in particular, and
share some miracle stories.
Yeah, and the power of intercessory prayer as well. But first, we are going to start with a prayer, and this prayer that we're going to start with is typically a prayer that starts adoration. It starts exposition. When the priest opens the tabernacle and incenses the Blessed Sacrament, the hymn, O Salutaris Hostia, is sung. The worshiper pours out his soul in aspirations of love, adoration, gratitude, petition, or contrition to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, thus humbled for our love. So we'll start with prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
O salutaris hostia, quae celi pontis hostium, bella premunt hostilia, ta robet fer auxilium, unitrino quae domino, sit sempiterna gloria, qui vitam sine termino, nobis donet in patria. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when I said we are going to start in prayer, what I really meant was Jamie was going to lead us in prayer, of course.
Yeah.
But right now we're going to turn it over to Rachel, and she's going to give us some updates.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to day 3, hour 13 of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. Just a couple updates, so you may be wondering how we're doing thus far. Our total for the past 2 days is about $64,000. So thank you so much to all of our donors. Thank you so much. Please, if you haven't donated yet, but you are prayerfully considering donating, this might be a great hour to do so. We have a goal this hour. So we were talking before the hour started, Jeff and Jamie and me, and we looked at yesterday's 9 a.m. hour. They got 20 calls in the 9 a.m. hour yesterday. So we are shooting for 20 calls. How about in the first 20 minutes? Can we get 20 calls in the first 20 minutes?
Easy,
perfect. So
yeah,
please,
we're going to work for that.
Yeah, light up that phone line, 470-508-1160. And you know what? If you go to thequestatlanta.com, we'll count that as a call. So 20 donors in the first 20 minutes, maybe even 25 minutes. But please go on and start calling and support Jeff and Jamie as they talk about adoration.
So I know that Jeffrey was the one who introduced me to adoration. And so do you want to share how you started out going to adoration?
Yeah, sure thing. So I grew up here in Georgia and went to St. Pius High School. And at St. Pius, we had a wonderful priest there named Father Scott Riley. He was a Legionary of Christ. And he really introduced me to adoration and just really helped me overall in my prayer life and in my relationship with Christ. And so during that time, while I was in high school, I would go to the Adoration Chapel. We would do benediction and exposition, and really just fell in love with that. And there was a chapel actually near St. Pius over at IHM, so not too far away. They had a 24/7 perpetual adoration chapel, nice, a beautiful small chapel. It's not there anymore, but they built a nice, beautiful church there now. But that chapel was really the start of my falling in love with adoration. And really, at that time, my prayer life just kind of came alive. And the reason I think I just fell in love with it so much is, you know, I love being in Christ's presence, being there face to face. You know, when we all love talking with friends, and you know, it's nice to talk to them on the phone and everything, but it's much better in person, right? Well, of course, Jesus is our best friend, and so I just loved being in that physical presence with Him in the chapel.
For those who don't know what adoration is, because we have listeners from all different backgrounds, it's when Christ is the body of Christ, the Blessed Sacrament, is taken out of the tabernacle and placed in a monstrance. The word monstrance comes from monstrare, which means to show, and Christ is exposed and shown in the monstrance, so we as worshipers can bow down before Him and adore Him. Hence called Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And I think often a lot of people ask, well, what do you do in adoration? Well, you sit and you talk with Christ. You adore Him. You praise Him. You pour out your heart to Him. All of those things.
So fast forward to college, Jamie and I met. And of course, you know, one of the first things I wanted to do was to take her on a date to adoration. And so that was our first date, was to adoration on campus, on college campus there. We went, and you know, funny story, I think Jamie actually wanted to go with me to adoration because the guardian before us...
Oh, I thought the guardian before him liked him, and I wanted to make sure she knew that he was taken. So I continued going with him to his hour. But, you know, Jeffrey really introduced me to loving adoration, and so Christ has always been at the center of our relationship in this way, and it's been a huge devotion for us. And so right now, if you want to call up, if you remember that IHM chapel that Jeffrey was talking about that he used to go to in high school, call up, call in and let us know, and support the quest. Let us know you're praying for the quest. The number is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160.
Yeah, actually, back to that chapel at IHM, there was a password that you had to key into the little keypad in order to get into the chapel. And I remember it fondly because to this day, that password is the same five-digit code as the password that I use on all my devices. It's the password.
You might be giving too much information.
I might be. That's right.
Everyone knows the password to your phone now. If you were at IHM,
if you know that password from 15-plus years ago, call in and I will match your donation up to $50. You tell me that password and $50 goes straight to the quest in addition to your donation. So we continued our adoration dates through marriage, and every time, you know, we go on a little date, we make sure to go to the Adoration Chapel. If not available, we'll go to the church as much as we can, but we try to keep Jesus at the center of our relationship.
But even when we got engaged, right after we got engaged, it was late at night, it was 4th of July late at night, and you wanted to go straight to adoration to thank our Lord for our engagement, ask for His blessing upon our future marriage. And we went to the IHM chapel, and we couldn't get in because...
Yeah, they changed the password.
They had changed the password, and so we were outside of the chapel, and late at night, you know, guardians can't let you in if you're not, if you don't know the password, but
that's okay. We said a little prayer right outside the chapel.
We were close. Yes.
Yeah. It was still good. So fast forward, you know, we're a married couple now, and we settled in Atlanta, and we chose Christ the King Parish to be a member of. And one of the reasons we chose that parish was because they had 24/7 perpetual adoration. So we signed up for one of those overnight hours together. I really love the overnight hours. There's a lot of hustle and bustle and distractions during the day, and overnight you really can focus in on your time with Christ. And so we did that for a few years until our first child was born, Joseph.
Yeah, even when Joseph was born, we decided to keep the hour. So we were getting up in the middle of the night and just taking our baby with us to adoration. So the three of us were in there with Christ. And I love that he would sleep in the, just sleep in the, his car seat, or we'd take him out, I'd nurse him, we'd hold him. But I love that Christ was there with him and showering his graces on this, our little baby. And I still see those graces showing up now that he's 12 years old. He still loves going to adoration and being with Christ.
There is nothing like meditating on Christ's love for his children and for you with a baby in your arms. Just staring at that baby, staring back at Christ. I remember going in there with Joseph, holding him, and just kind of and just thanking God for the gift of Joseph, and then just giving him back to Christ, saying he's all yours. Let his life, our life, be for you. So it was just a great experience. And so, you know, actually, I think we were reminded recently that Joseph actually learned to walk in that Adoration Chapel.
Yeah, he did. He took a few steps in there, and when he got bigger and he was toddling around. I know that Christ was just so overjoyed to have a little soul in there with him. Even in the middle of the night, you think there's so many things going on outside. Cars are still going up and down that street in Buckhead, but yet the chapel is quiet and we're in there with Christ keeping him company. So if you're listening, this is Jeff and Jamie on The Quest. We're raising money for The Quest on Seek His Kingdom, the Spring Pledge Drive. So call in 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
And I believe Rachel has a few donors.
Yes, thank you so much to everybody who's donated already this hour. I think I see five or six names on the list, so keep it up. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Mark M. from Atlanta, Joel M. from Marietta, Marianne C. from Dahlonega, Julie S. from Dunwoody, Kathleen K. from Atlanta, Margaret B. from Lillian, and it looks like another name is being typed that I can't see yet. So just a reminder to you guys, we have a bell in studio that we were talking about this morning. And if you've been listening, you've heard about our bell. Reasons that we can ring our bell. If we get a monthly donor, we can ring a bell this hour. If we get a station guardian is somebody who's willing to donate $100 or more per month. And so station guardian, we can ring a bell for you. A leadership giver is somebody who can make a one-time donation of $1,000. We'll ring the bell for you. And for leadership giver and station guardian, you will also get this beautiful Consecration to St. Joseph book, which was donated by RJD Construction, LLC. And we can also ring our bell if we meet our goal. So our goal is 20 calls this hour. So please keep calling, keep donating, and we can ring that bell. That number again is 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
Thank you so much for all those donations. I know Jeffrey really wants to ring the bell.
Yeah, actually, we have a sales bell at my work and my coworkers hate it. So I don't get to ring it often at work, so I'm super looking forward to hopefully ringing this bell. I think we can get at least one monthly donor from this. Listen, all you Christ the King guardians, I know there's a lot of you listening. You do a phenomenal job. We're almost back since COVID to perpetual adoration again over there. And thank you so much. We got a great sub list out there who's honestly at the Christ the King Chapel where we help out a little bit. I don't think a sub request goes untaken for more than about 20 minutes on average. You got to stay close to that phone in order to spend time with Jesus in that Christ the King Chapel right now. It is awesome. It's phenomenal. So any guardians at Christ the King, please call in 470-508-1160.
Jeffrey, I thought it'd be fun if you'd share a little bit about the history of adoration in Atlanta for people. I know a lot of people don't know the history behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Christ the King, so 2 years ago, we celebrated 25 years of perpetual adoration. It was a great ceremony, and in 25 years is just absolutely amazing. So back in 1992, when Bishop Donahue first became Archbishop, he wanted to start an adoration chapel. He loved adoration and wanted to make sure that was central to his time here in Atlanta. So he reached out to Monsignor Kenny at the time, and along with Carrie Allen at Christ the King, they took about a year or so to gather up all the guardians. They renovated the baptistry. They wanted 3 guardians per hour. They signed everyone up for perpetual adoration. And on June 5th, 1994, the Feast of Corpus Christi, there was a beautiful procession at Christ the King, and Bishop Donahue signed in as the first guardian of the Perpetual Adoration Chapel at 4 p.m. Back in 1994, and it's been going nonstop ever since, going almost 27 years now.
Yeah, we heard a great story about Bishop Donahue and adoration.
Yeah, so many of you know Deacon Brad Young from St. Catherine of Siena Parish. He used to be at Christ the King. Well, he was a longtime guardian, I think, from the very beginning. Well, he told me this story one time, where he would come for his 2 a.m. hour, and he would come and he would relieve Bishop Donahue because Bishop Donahue was the 1 a.m. guardian. Well, at 3 a.m., sometimes, you know, in the middle of the night, the guardians don't always show up, or they need a sub. Sometimes it's hard to come in the middle of the night. Well, who would come at 3 a.m. to relieve Brad but Bishop Donahue again? And so his devotion and commitment to adoration, especially at Christ the King, to bookend Deacon Brad's hours is just absolutely testament to how much time and energy he put into adoration.
I love his heart for the Eucharist. And I know that he wanted to start adoration because the belief in the true presence was waning. And so he wanted to help people realize that this is truly Christ in the Blessed Sacrament.
Yeah, so if anyone knows Deacon Brad Young, anyone goes to St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Kennesaw, please call in 470-508-1160. We'll throw out another match. If you know Deacon Brad or you go to St. Catherine of Siena, any donation, either of those, will match up to $25 of that donation. So thequestatlanta.com, call in. Let's keep rolling with all those donations. And so the fruits of adoration in Atlanta have been tremendous. Of course, it led to the Eucharistic Congress, which was the first one was in 1997, and now there's over 30,000 people annually. We'll get back on track with that hopefully soon with the Eucharistic Congress. But there's nine, I would say, nearly perpetual adoration chapels around the Atlanta Archdiocese, and there's over 60 churches in Atlanta with adoration every week. So it's just amazing. Of course, the quest has adoration here. So
yes, and call in with your prayer intentions. We want to pray for you, or call in and let us know that you're praying for the quest. Again, that's 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. And aren't some of those guardians still that were at the beginning still guardians at Christ the King now?
Yeah, so 2 years ago is amazing. 25 years we celebrated at Christ the King. There were about 20 to 25 guardians that had been there all 25 years. So just an absolute amazing testament to the guardians' faith and dedication to Christ.
I think so often people are afraid of committing an hour a week because it sounds like a lot. We have kids, you have work, you have schedule that changes a lot, and it's hard to commit an hour of prayer to going to a chapel and praying before our Lord. But once you do it, I think it's just saying that there's 25 guardians that have been doing it for over 25 years nonstop. Just shows how once you start, you don't want to stop, because you find that Christ just showers you with graces during that hour and packs it full with everything you need for your week.
Yeah, as St. Francis de Sales said, every one of us needs a half hour of prayer each day, except when we're busy, then we need an hour.
So I think we all need an hour, right?
Yes, and Rachel, do we have some new donors?
We do indeed. So thank you to Elizabeth R. from Atlanta. Elizabeth donated in honor of Jeff and Jamie.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Gary G from Alpharetta. So Gary says, Jamie, please sing happy birthday in Italian.
Oh, that's boy. My father-in-law. Maybe I'll do that later. but thank you for the donation.
All right. And then thank you to Kurt B from Atlanta in honor of the Grebners. And the Kellums from Atlanta, God bless the Grebners and the Quest.
Thank you so much, Catherine Kellum. And thank you so much to Kurt. We appreciate the support.
And then we also have Grandma and Grandpa Grebner from Roswell.
All right. So today we have school was canceled. So all of our kids are at home with Grandma and Grandpa. So thank you. Hopefully they're all listening. A little bad weather had school cancellations across the city. But we're so thankful for you, Grandma and Grandpa, for watching the kids. And a little shout out to the kids, Joseph, Rose, Michael, Mary, Anne, Angelica, and Christina. So thank you. I'm sure hopefully you guys are all listening.
So when we talk about signing up for an hour, I think, you know, a lot of times people don't necessarily want to do middle of the night hour. So why did you choose to do middle of the night hour, nocturnal adoration?
Yeah, well, the middle of the night hour for me, honestly, is just my most productive time to pray. As you can imagine, the day is very busy with kids and with work and just everything going on. And it's just hard to get that hour solid where you can go deep in prayer. And so at night, I just fell in love with it. Like I said, it's my most productive hour of my week. And to be honest with you, sometimes when the guardian, you know, behind me didn't show and I was able to spend 2 hours there, and I was doing that consistently for maybe for a month or two, I really dove into prayer even that much deeper. Just the silence of it in the middle of the night is just tremendous.
You know, it sounds crazy to get up in the middle of the night and go and pray. But I love the quote from Mother Angelica. She said, unless you are willing to do the ridiculous, God will not do the miraculous. And I think of that often because for many years, I told Jeffrey, I think you might need another hour. You're so tired. You're falling asleep at the dinner table the day after you have your middle of the night hour. Don't you want to have a morning hour or an early evening hour? But I'm so grateful that Jeffrey stuck with it and stayed committed to it, because I think over all these years, we've seen so much fruit from it. Just the sacrifice of time and even sleep. Christ is never outdone in generosity, and he's given us so much from that hour. One thing we learned the hard way was that if you have a middle of the night hour and you have a guest staying with you, you might want to warn them that you're going to be getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so Jamie's grandmother was staying with us one time, and I think when I came back from my 3 a.m. hour, I opened the door, and let's just say I startled her pretty good. So it was a little scare in the house that night, but
yeah, we learned, so you got to tell people if you're going to be getting up in the middle of the night.
But about nocturnal adoration, coming from the book In Sinu Jesu, Jesus's words to a priest, just how powerful nocturnal adoration is. Only in heaven will you know the worth of an hour so spent. Come to me then, visit me, and remain with me by night, and I will work for you and with you and through you by day. I definitely feel that throughout the day when I'm tired or don't have any energy. I know that Christ is just, those graces that he gave me is pushing me through the day. Back to Christ's words, more souls are saved and liberated by adoration made during the night than by any other form of prayer. The prayer of adoration at night has the power and efficacy of that prayer made with fasting that I recommended to my apostles. For this reason, the demons fear and hate adoration made at night, while the angels rejoice over it and place themselves at the service of the soul who desires to do it. So I don't know about you, but I'm happy to do anything that the demons fear and hate. So I am I'm happy to be a part of that.
Well, thank you for listening to The Quest. This is the Spring Pledge Drive, Seek His Kingdom. If you want to call in, it's 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com.
And we'll throw it back to Rachel now.
Yeah, we've got some new donors and an exciting announcement. So thank you to, you guys might need to help me with the pronunciation. It looks like the Malmans from Bakersfield, California.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And they say, we love adoration too. It's where my husband asked me to be his girlfriend.
Oh, all right.
Nice. So very nice there. And then thank you to Louise from Atlanta. Louise says, shout out for adoration from Louise. It has transformed my life.
Awesome.
So thank you guys so much. And if you feel the same way, if adoration has changed your life, please call in and support this radio station. The number again is 470-508-1160. And as we've mentioned in here a couple times, we have an adoration chapel right here in our building. The wall in this room touches the wall that the chapel, the wall of the chapel. So we are very close to our Lord. And please just call in and support the quest. I actually, one more thing. I just got a message that we have a generous match from two donors. So the next $2,200 will be matched dollar for dollar. So this is the perfect time. If you're wondering if you should call in, this is your sign you should. 470-508-1160.
So thank you to the Malmans. And your story is common, actually. The Christ the King Chapel, there's been several stories of engagements in the actual Adoration Chapel, and of course you starting your relationship in there,
and also couples meeting in the chapel.
Yes, we know many of them, and obviously we started our relationship going to Adoration. So it's a romantic little chapel, actually.
It's a great start to your relationship.
So we're gonna a break here for a little bit, but after the break we do want to share a few more miracle and I guess the power of intercessory prayer stories.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
You are amazing and wonderful and enough. I think oftentimes we fall into comparison traps and we think, I'm not good enough or I'm not like this person. Sally has her kids in dance, or Sarah's kids are on honor roll, whatever. Like, the Lord knows that you are who's best for your children, right? And your main goal as a mom is to get your kids to heaven. It doesn't really matter. Like, when you get to heaven, St. Peter's not like, hey, did you play 5 seasons of soccer? No. Oh, you had a bad mom. Or were you on the honor roll? Oh, your mom didn't try hard enough with those flashcards. No, your job as a mom is to love your children, help them to know, love, and serve our Lord, and get them to heaven. And the best mom you can be is accepting who you are. Be the best you can be. You can't be Cameron Frad. You would be a horrible Cameron Frad. I can't be my friend Julia, who's amazing and wonderful. I need to be me. So be you, be yourself, and get your kids to heaven.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
It's here. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest. This is Seek His Kingdom, your Atlanta Catholic radio station's spring pledge drive. We are here to journey together with you and take your calls in support of AM 1160, The Quest. Stay tuned for more great local content and call in to support your Catholic radio at 470-508-1160 to get your pledge in. Check out the schedule and interview lineup on thequestatlanta.com. You can click the donate button to pledge a donation or call 470-508-1160. Help the Quest to build up his kingdom. It's not too late. If you're listening, you know you're enjoying. So be part of this important mission today. 470-508-1160. God bless.
Did you know that your body has a theology? Next time you attend a wedding, pay close attention, and you'll hear the priest ask the bride and groom, "Are you prepared to accept children lovingly from God?" When the bride and groom respond, "I am," they declare an openness to bringing life into the world. In the marital act, openness means fully giving oneself and receiving the other. No barriers, no holding back, including one's fertility. Today, artificial contraception is used to intentionally prevent pregnancies. This contradicts the promise made by the bride and groom at the altar. Marriage and children belong together, and by being open to life while also practicing self-control, spouses express themselves in the fullest way made possible by God, total and fruitful love. For more on the theology of the body, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just
Okay, welcome back. Again, this is Jeff and Jamie Grebner, and we are happy to be here on The Quest talking about adoration. Thank you so much for all the donors. You guys are doing great. Have we met our 20 goal yet?
We have not met our 20 yet. We're about at 16. Do you want to hear a couple new donors that came in during break? All right. Thank you to Tim P. from Atlanta. Thank you to Suzanne C. from Houston. Thank you to Bridget Burke K. From Atlanta. Elena S. from Mableton. And Aaron S. from Mableton. That puts us about 16 or 17. Our goal is 20 this hour. What are we going to do about this?
All right, we're just going to have to step up. You know, I really want to ring this bell. So we got to get there. We got to double it this second half of the hour. But thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you, Suzanne. And thank you to all those that are donating. This is great.
So we wanted to share a little bit about some life-changing moments in adoration for us.
So yeah, you don't spend 15 or so years going to adoration every week and not have some great stories to pull from, right? So so we have a few personal stories that we'd like to share, and you know, some of them are some miracle stories, but most of all, just the power of intercessory prayer.
And if you're listening, call in. If you want to support The Quest, it's 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. So after, once we had two children, I couldn't get up in the middle of the night with Jeffrey and go to adoration with him. So Jeffrey encouraged me to get my own hour. And so I took a Saturday 8 p.m. slot. And that was hard to take because, you know, there's always things that seem to come up on Saturday night. But I was grateful that Jeffrey encouraged me to go. I think every mom out there knows how hard it is to get out the door, to find, carve out time for prayer. And Jeffrey encouraged me to take that time so that I would, be able to fill myself with what Christ wanted to give me. So I would head off Saturday night to go to my hour. I think over the years I've brought all six babies to adoration with me at some point. And being with your baby in adoration and nursing them and looking down at your baby and you love your baby so much, you're adoring your baby, and then you look up and you're adoring Christ, and you know that Christ is looking at you with the same eyes of love as you look at your own child. That's a really powerful experience. So one time I was in adoration on my own and just pouring out my heart to Christ, thanking him for everything he's given us, his many, many blessings. And so at the end of my prayer, I said, Lord, you have given us so much. What can I do for you? And clear as day in that adoration chapel, I heard him say, have another child.
So that hour wasn't only life-changing, it was life-creating, actually.
Yeah, and that child... later on, when we were trying to name that child, we were at a standstill. Jeffrey really wanted the name Michael.
It's a great name.
It is a great name, but no offense to all the Michaels out there. I just felt like there were so many Michaels.
Hey, listen, if your name is Michael, call in now, 470-508-1160. Call in and donate and shout out Michael as a great name.
So we were... Jeffrey wanted Michael, and I was a little, I was unsure just because of how popular the name was. So we were at a standstill, and I head off to my 8 p.m. Saturday night hour, and I, you know, kneeling before Christ, I say, Lord, we're at a standstill with the name. What do you want to name this child? Because it's a discernment process. We always ask our Lord, what is the name of our child? And so we're asking him, what do you want to name this child? And I kind of move on from that prayer, knowing that he's going to answer it. And I pull out my prayer book to say some other prayers. I open my prayer book, and it goes straight to a picture of Saint Michael the Archangel. So I knew that this child's name is Michael.
That's right. It was funny because that same night I had kind of relented and said, okay, God, if Jamie just can't get on board with the name Michael, I will be open to other names. And so at the same time I was open, Jamie comes home with this great story from adoration.
Of course, the first thing he says to me when I come home from adoration is, You know, we don't have to name him Michael. If you really want this other name, I'm open to that. And I thought for a second, oh, maybe I don't need to say the story. But just joking. I mean, I knew I was going to tell him the story. But so
we love that God chose his name to be Michael. And he is definitely a Michael. He loves swords, loves wrestling with his brother. He's definitely our little Michael.
He's definitely a defender and a fighter. So God definitely named him.
So before we head to our another story, we'll head over to Rachel.
Yes. So more donors to announce. Thank you to Beth H. from Atlanta. Thank you to Viola S. from Mableton in honor of Jeff and Jamie. John H., this is in honor of the Grebners. He says, this is John from 9 p.m. Thursday Adoration.
All right, John, thank you.
And then Natalie L. from Smyrna in honor of Jamie and Jeff and Mary M. And you know what that puts us at for count? That is our 23rd donor.
All right. I'm going to ring the bell.
All right. Thank you to everyone so much for allowing me to ring that bell.
I wish everyone could see the smile on Jeffrey's face. Yeah. Thank you so much for all your support here for the Quest. We're so grateful that you're listening and so grateful that you can support a station that wants to bring Christ to others.
And so we have fast forward a few years for us. We were pregnant with our sixth child, and we went to our 20-week ultrasound, and we got a little bit of unfortunate news.
Yeah, so the technician was doing the ultrasound and didn't say anything, and she left. And then the doctor comes in and says to me, you have placenta accreta, which means that the placenta is growing into the uterus. And she says, you're going to have a C-section and a complete hysterectomy. Otherwise, you could bleed to death. And she said, you know, in a few weeks, you're going to have to come back. You know, I say, is there any way that this can go away? Can, you know, is there anything you can do? She said, no, but it can get worse. So you might have to come back in a couple weeks and do another ultrasound to make sure that the placenta accreta hasn't gotten worse and grown into your organs.
Yeah, there's a very danger. Any early labor there would cause her to bleed, and the bleeding just wouldn't stop. And so it was very very, very dangerous, and obviously, just the fact that you know, we'd have to go through surgery and losing and the hysterectomy was obviously not ideal. And so we turned, of course, to prayer, the power of intercessory prayer.
I remember going to adoration and placing everything at Christ's feet and just saying, Lord, whatever you want, if this is your will, I'm okay with it. Jeffrey and I are okay with it, but I know I can ask. And so I asked Christ, Lord, if it's your will, we ask that you heal me. And, you know, I placed everything on his feet, the baby, my uterus, everything, and said, Lord, take what you want and do with it as you will.
And so we decided to do a novena to Blessed Solanus Casey.
I had a friend that suggested Blessed Solanus Casey because he was a new saint.
Mary M., I think she was a donor.
Yes, thank you, Mary, for suggesting that, and then on, and Melissa as well, and so we did a novena to Blessed Solanus Casey and to Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, and on the ninth day, at the end of the novena to Our Lady, and asking for the intercession of Blessed Solanus Casey, I went to Mass. It was the Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
So it was like in two and a half years ago. It was, you know, in December. It was snowing that day. Everything was canceling. Atlanta was going crazy because there was some snow on the ground. And here's Jamie gathering up all five kids, pregnant, getting the minivan. We're going to Holy Spirit for Mass. It's day nine. Blessed Solanus is going to help us out.
So I went to Mass. It was a beautiful Mass for the feast. And afterwards, my friend Mary said, Father Traga at Holy Spirit can pray over you if you want and pray for healing. So I was happy to ask Father Traga to pray for me. So Father Traga from Holy Spirit prayed over me for healing. And so in a couple weeks later, and, you know, one thing about all this is that we had reached out to many, many people to pray for us. Our Regina Chaley community was praying for us. And we had reached out to all the Adoration Guardians at Christ the King to pray for us. And so we had many people coming before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and interceding for us.
And I don't think I've ever prayed so hard during adoration or so concentrated, just really for God's will more than anything. But again, you know, you have that opportunity now. You can call in 470-508-1160. You can give us the prayers that you would like us to pray for. And we have this Adoration Chapel right next door. Someone praying right now where we can pray for your intercessions.
So at the power of intercessory prayer. So a couple weeks later, I had the follow-up ultrasound and the technician came in and then the technician left and got the doctor. And the doctor came back and said, well, it doesn't look like you have any placenta accreta anymore.
A true miracle.
It was a miracle. And I have to say that while we were overjoyed, we weren't shocked because we had so many people praying for us. We knew that if it was God's will, he could do it. And Father Traugott said, after I told him that I had been healed, he said, well, it was because of the faith. And I didn't take that to be the faith of my faith or even Jeffrey's faith. I took it to be the faith of all those who had been praying for us. Everyone who had gotten down on their knees before Christ and interceded for us. We were so grateful for those prayers.
Yeah, so just the power of adoration and prayer as an instrument of faith in our lives, in your lives, it's been great. Again, like we said, it's been life-changing, and I'm sure all of you have your own miracle stories in your own life having to do with adoration or otherwise. It's just tremendous how God can come in our lives and be a part of it. So again, we are Jeff and Jamie Grebner. We're on the Quest Atlanta. Phone number to call in, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. We want to keep getting those donations in, and we have a few new donors.
Yes, we do. And as you said, Mary M. from Atlanta was in support of the Grebners. I forgot to read that note, but thank you, Mary. And Imelda B. from Atlanta, in honor of Jeff and Jamie.
Thank you, Imelda.
So you guys have an anonymous donation from Sandy Springs, and the note here is, for Jeff and Jamie, my husband proposed at the Holy Spirit Chapel.
Oh, wonderful.
Awesome. I love that.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Yeah. So thank you to all our donors. Please keep calling 470-508-1160. And hey, maybe you're an adoration guardian. Why don't you do this? Why don't you call in 470-508-1160 and leave in your note why you love adoration. Tell us that and we can read it on air.
Do we have any update on the 2200 matching?
Ask me again in a minute and I'll get the update for you.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, we're supporting the Quest because we need a Catholic radio station here in Atlanta. We need it so people can tune into something that keeps their mind on the good, the true, the beautiful. Scripture says that that's what we want to have our mind on, things that lift it to our Lord. And that's what the Quest does. Every time you tune in, there's something that you can listen to that will inspire you, that will help you. And where else can we share our local stories and miracles and the amazing things that Christ is doing in the Atlanta Archdiocese?
So a particular, aspect, I alluded to it before, of adoration is benediction. I absolutely love benediction. I love the prayers involved, and I just love being a part of it. And Jamie, you have a really neat story when you were studying abroad in Rome, Italy, about benediction.
Yeah, so benediction is when at the end of adoration, the priest takes Christ and he blesses everyone with the monstrance. And well, actually, a cool thing I learned from a brother at Mother Angelica Shrine is that the humeral veil, which is the rectangular cloth that the priest puts on for benediction, it covers his shoulders, his arms, and over his hands. And he holds on to the monstrance with the humeral veil and then does the sign of the cross with the body of Christ. And the reason for that is to show that it is Christ truly blessing us and not the priest. So that's what the humeral veil is for. So when I was studying abroad in Rome, I was in one of the piazzas, and pretty much every piazza has a church there. So there was a ton of people out there, lots of people socializing, you know, just enjoying the day. And I went over to the church and decided I wanted to say hi to Christ. So I walked into the church, and there in this church was benediction going on right then and there. And I couldn't believe it because there were so many people outside, and it was like inside there was Christ, and he was with three people. There was the priest, the altar server, and one other person, probably the mother or the father of the altar server. I don't know, but and then me. And I thought, do people outside know what is going on in here? If they knew, would they come in and kneel down and adore our Lord? It was just to see Christ there and realize that he was almost alone in there. Other than the three people. And I think this is why, you know, we encourage so many people to just stop in the Adoration Chapel to say Christ. Or if you're going by a church, stop in the church, kneel down before the tabernacle. Christ is in the tabernacle. Of course, he's hidden in the tabernacle. Our daughter Rose, she told me that she tends to get a little teary-eyed at the end of adoration when Christ is put in back into the tabernacle, and asked her why. And she said, well, because I can't see him anymore. I know he's there, but I can't see him. So it is a gift in adoration that you can be face-to-face with our Lord.
Yeah, so adoration, especially Christ the King, can very much be like that. The hustle and bustle of Peachtree Street right outside that chapel. And but you know, we're inside, we're with Jesus, and I think Jesus is calling us in to that conversation, to that communion with him. So very powerful, very powerful stories. We'll kick it back to Rachel now.
Yeah, we have some donors, and we're getting a lot of out of state donors right now. So you guys have good friends listening from over. Thank you to Joanna W. from Yadley, Pennsylvania. Joanna says, thank you, Jamie and Jeff, for inspiring us to grow in our faith.
Thank you so much.
And then we have Ann B. from Greensboro, North Carolina, in honor of Jeff and Jamie.
All right. Thanks, Ann.
Robin L. from Marietta. Nora S. from Atlanta. Gina and Sergio A. from South Pasadena, California. For the Grebners, thank you for the example of your love of Christ.
Thank you so much.
And then we also have Jennifer K. from St. James, New York, know the Malmans and the Grebners. And to answer your question earlier, Jeff, we're a little under $800 away from the match. So we are getting there. We're very close. Remember, that match is $2,200. So please call in and let your dollar go twice as far. That number again is 470-508-1160. Or you can even go to thequestatlanta.com and you can leave a little note for Jeff and Jamie or tell us about your adoration experience. But please go on, call in 470-508-1160.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you to all the donors, all the out-of-state ones listening in. That's fantastic. Your support in Catholic Radio, especially here in Atlanta, it's wonderful. The quick story in regards to Mother Angelica, and you know, when she built the shrine over in Alabama, I hope everyone's had a chance to go over there in Hansville, Alabama, the Shrine of the Blessed Sacrament. Well, when she built it, many of you may know this, but she wanted the largest monstrance. She wanted to show Christ off in the largest monstrance in the world. And so she desired that. So she called this company in Italy, who I guess specializes in large monstrances. And she called them and said, hey, I want the largest monstrance in the world. And the company said, well, we can make you a large one, but ours is the largest. So we'll have to give you the second largest. And she said, okay, I'll take that.
So, yeah, if you go to the shrine in Hansville, Alabama, and you look up, the monstrance is so far away you don't realize how big it is, but it is the second largest one in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing just how beautiful that is. And the nuns over there who are praying 24/7 for us are definitely a great example. But back over to Italy now, I think Jamie was able, when she was in Rome, she was able to go visit another Eucharistic miracle over in Orvieto.
Yes, Orvieto is one of those Eucharistic miracles where the priest was saying Mass, and he started doubting the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, and the host began to bleed. And so they, in Orvieto, they still have the bloody host in a monstrance on display for adoration. And it's not that far outside of Rome, so I took a day trip out there, and it's city up on the hill, and I the city was so this little small town was so unassuming. You would have no idea that this huge miracle had occurred there. It was fun to see the kids on the piazza playing soccer. And then I go walk into the church and there is this amazing miracle of the bloody host, Christ's body bleeding, for us to see that he truly is present in the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ.
And we know over time there's been hundreds, if not thousands, of Eucharistic miracles. Blessed Carlo Acutis is known for putting together a website of all the Eucharistic miracles across the world. And I think our kids love the story about St. Clare of Assisi when her town was getting ransacked by some foreigners. She went to the chapel, brought out the monstrance, and then the pirates went away.
She held the monsters up from the top tower to the attackers, and a huge light shone out from the monstrance from Christ and scared away all the attackers coming. Eucharistic miracles are a great thing to share with your children. They love them. And there's a book out there that has all the Eucharistic miracles in it, and we'll pick stories from it to share with the kids every once in a while. And a friend of mine said that that book with all the Eucharistic miracles is one of her daughter's favorites to flip through and look at during adoration, her adoration hour.
We're getting close to wrapping up. So, Rachel?
Yeah, we are. So, a couple more donors. Thank you to Jackie D from Atlanta. Jackie's son listens from work and enjoys it greatly and shares info with her. So, thank you, Jackie, for your donation. Bob and Jean K from Camarillo Lane, California. Jamie, this is your grandmother in support of your guys' work.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Grandma and Grandpa.
Could be the same grandma that got a little scared.
Yes, I think so.
And then we also have Daniel W. from Marietta. Daniel says, in honor of Jeff and Jamie and their work for the Archdiocese, this is a new monthly donor. Do you know what that means we get to do?
Oh, wow, ring the bell.
There's a little yellow bell in here. Jamie, you want to take
ahead,
it?
Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Okay. Daniel W., this is for you.
All right, and I see more coming in, but you know what? Go on. While this is being typed in, please call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
And we have a little bit of a special prayer here at the end to kind of close our hour. So we want to jump right into that. So like I mentioned, I love benediction. And so we wanted to share with you some prayers from benediction to kind of close our hour here. So again, thank you so much to everyone. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be his holy name.
Blessed be his holy name.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be his most sacred heart.
Blessed be his most sacred heart.
Blessed be his most precious blood.
Blessed be his most precious blood.
Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy.
Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be her glorious assumption.
Blessed be her glorious assumption.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints.
Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints. Tantum ergo sacramentum venere mucer nui. Et antiquum documentum no vocedat ritui. Prestet fides supplementum sensum defectui. Genitori genitorque lauset jubilatio. Solus honor virtus quoque sit et benedictio. Procedenti ab utroque compartit laudatio. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So thank you again so much, especially all the family members and out of town friends. You guys have been amazing. This has been a joy to be on the quest. Thank you to Rachel for having us.
Thank you, guys. And stay tuned for our next hour of Seek His Kingdom coming up after this short break.